Doing good. Real busy, but it's fun and excited games to start.
I hope you're sitting down because I can't imagine how incredibly busy you are. You must be just swept off your feet. For those who've never heard about the Alberta Indigenous Games, how would you describe the heart of what it's all about?
Oh, man, the heart. A good way to describe it is from the athletes, their heart in training and practicing and doing their best, making good choices to prepare themselves athletically to come, to the coaches and the recreation directors and the parents, you know, staying up late, training them, getting registration forms filled out, coordinating housing for the accommodations while they're here, coordinating their food, fundraising, getting their rosters, getting just everything to our amazing board working hard, to our staff, to myself. You know, two nights ago, I didn't sleep at all. My mind was just like, all right, I have this, I have that, I got this, this has to be done, this has to be done. And then 3 days before that, I only had 3 hours of sleep. So
oh my gosh.
We don't have the luxury of having funding similar to what other major events have, like severely underfunded. And so the heart is from the community and ourselves with our, and I got, three summer students and two other staff to do the operations. And then we have our 18 sport coordinators that come out to coordinate our stuff. And so a lot of it is just, we all do this for the kids, to give them an opportunity and for their families and for their communities to celebrate, to watch them, to heal. A lot of people go through the effects of intergenerational trauma from residential schools, from the 60s scoop and systemic racism. And our games really provide, it's a healing opportunity. You know, we're a big cultural event with our teepees and our elders set up outside our venues. You won't see too many sporting events with that. And yeah, just, I like that word, heart.
And this year's event is bringing over 6,000 Indigenous youth to Edmonton. What does it mean for the community to see that kind of turnout?
Yeah, we'll be over 6,500.
Oh my gosh, good for you.
Which is really cool. It's really awesome to see. 10 years ago, we had our 2015 Alberta Indigenous Games. We had about 500 athletes out. And so to see that in 10 years, we would increase it to where it's at. And when I say we, I mean all of our communities, the coaches, the kids, the directors, the community leadership, just everyone that not only do they see it, but they experience it every year. And, you know, history shows that they experience it, they love it, they tell more friends and they tell more people about it, and then more come, and then they come, and then more communities. And
just snowballs.
And they're just loving it, getting bigger, yeah.
I love it. Chatting with Jacob Hendy from the Alberta Indigenous Games, all set to go August 7th through the 16th. Now, what kind of sports and cultural events can people expect to see during the 10 days at Rundle Park?
Yeah, all right. So we have archery. We'll be in Parkland Bowbenders, just outside of Edmonton a little bit. We got track and we have about 90 athletes for that track and field. We have about over 250. This year is going to be special because the track and field, we're also doing our Masters Alberta Indigenous Games track and field event at the same time. So we'll have the adults will be able to come down from the bleachers and participate in their adult divisions at the same time as the youth. So that'll be fun. And then the other Masters Alberta Indigenous Games sports will be in September 12th to 14th. But we have baseball, ball hockey, which has about 80 teams, which is a record for us. We got ball hockey, which has about 55 teams, another record. We got basketball, it's about 115 teams, which is a record. We got beach volleyball, it has 30 teams. We got cross country, canoe, kayak. We got fast pitch softball, which has about 36 teams, which is a record for us this year. We got golf team scramble, golf singles. We got flag football. We got lacrosse, which is growing bigger than it's ever been this year again. We have soccer, which doubled, went from 20 teams last year. Last minute, we had the air quality was bad, so we had to go indoor soccer and had shorter mini games indoor. But everyone loved it so much that it literally has grown. It's doubled. We're at like 39 teams this year. For soccer, volleyball is our biggest one. That one, we're at like 180 teams for volleyball.
Oh, my gosh. Well, congratulations, yeah. Jacob. It's going to be an amazing 10 days. Where can we go online to get a full schedule?
Yeah, so you can go on our, we have our Facebook page that has the whole schedule put up there. One really special thing I got to tell you about
while I'm here, I just remembered.
So we're impacting, you know, the communities, the urban area, urban athletes. They feel connected to their culture. They don't get a lot of chances to throughout the year by coming to our games. We have the communities themselves coming. We have a team from Northwest Territories coming, the first time ever from NWT, which is really cool. Our usual, we have a lot from Saskatchewan, a decent amount of Saskatchewan, Manitoba. We have about a dozen from Ontario. So we're affecting, you know, these other provinces in Canada that don't have a games that just anyone can go to. Because if there are games, it's ultra competitive. You got to try out and everything. We got an email a few weeks ago. This lady is from Taiwan, and she's coming to volunteer.
Wow.
And we're like, what? And she said she's finishing up her project, research project, that's funded by the government of Taiwan. And it's on how sport and reconciliation plays the part in Indigenous reconciliation, and how in Taiwan they have a lot of Indigenous people. And whenever they try to get into sport, it takes away from their cultural side. And so they've seen and noticed us online and how we do it every single year and how positive it is on social media and everything. And they've noticed that. And they're like, how do they do this? This is amazing. And so she's flying all the way from Taiwan to volunteer and to pick our brains and
amazing.
Ask us how do we do it and do such a good job with reconciliation and sport and Indigenous people. And so, yeah, we're affecting the world.
Love
now,
to hear it. You know what? You're putting in the work and it's paying off.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Jacob, thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. Jacob Hendy with the Alberta Indigenous Games, August 7th through the 16th. All the details on our websites at cfweradio.ca and cjwe.ca. Jacob, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.